Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court makes a move on a blockbuster case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, since 2015, Matt, we have been defending Kim Davis, the sweet, godly woman who only asked for a religious accommodation so she didn't have to put her name on same-sex marriage license. And eventually, with Governor Matt Bevin, she did receive that. But in the meantime, she's gotten a lot of persecution.
She has. I mean, in fact, this entire case is really about persecuting Kim Davis. Mm-hmm. The facts of this case really illustrate the concerns of the four dissenters in the Obergefell decision of 2015. And that is, they feared that people of faith, like Kim Davis, would be targeted as a result of this decision. And it didn't take very long because this decision came down on June 26, a Friday in 2015. And then right after that, the very next week, she was challenged.
So she was the first victim, actually, of this decision.
And that's what Justice Thomas says. She's the first victim, but she won't be the last of this opinion, and that they need to revisit it. So the court may well have that opportunity. We have filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court, and they have set it for conference on September 29, meaning when they get back after their break, their first conference before arguments take place will be September 29. It's called the Super Conference. That's because a lot of petitions that gather over the summer break are reviewed during that time, and they've already set it. Mm-hmm. Now, the other side, the David Ermold side, the Ermold versus Davis side of the case, and David Moore, they originally waived their reply. But what happened is the Supreme Court set it for conference and then ordered them to reply right after that. It's amazing the quick turnaround time. Court watchers, people that we know, certainly in our perspective as well, we've not seen that kind of rapid directive by the Supreme Court, but they directed them to reply. They have until September 8 to do so. We will file our response to that. And then September 29, the court convenes, and they will consider this case. Continue to pray for this case because it's critically important. If the Supreme Court doesn't take the Kim Davis case, then Kim Davis will face personal bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah.
And the consequences of the damage that it's done to the Constitution has already been enormous. It will continue. It is a decision that has no basis in the Constitution, but it also undermines children and families because it basically sets up a scenario that creates a situation where children are permanently deprived of a mom and dad. And in fact, Holly, we just recently saw some news article about two men that got IVF and they got a baby that they adopted. And through IVF, they adopted this baby. One of the men is a pedophile. And so now those two men, one of them a pedophile, is on the birth certificate. Those two names are on the birth certificate under the context of marriage. And that goes right back to Obergefell. The damage that it's done is incalculable.
Oh, yeah. In this case, you know, has a potential to really set a precedent, just like what we saw happen with Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, with that decision being overturned after that many years, right? So here's the potential to also do this with Obergefell and eventually protect these children from this travesty that's happening. And I mean, that's just one example you gave, but you see many where particularly two men will adopt these children, often through surrogacy, and it's the children who end up paying the price in the long haul.
Yeah, it's the children that do because they are in a situation where they don't have a mom or a dad, and they're permanently deprived of one of those. But not only permanently deprived of ever having any understanding of what a mother or father is like, and they're different, they also have a distorted view of what that absent gender is. So in other words, two men deprives the child of a mother, but also distorts the view of what a mother would be. two women deprive the child of a father and distorts the view of what a child would understand a father to be.
And there's a reason why God created male and female to come together as one and be fruitful and multiply. There is a reason he did that.
Yeah, and so this really takes God's created order and redefines it. And that's what these five lawyers, that's Chief Justice John Roberts' language, five lawyers did in 2015. But this case, you know, if you think about it, going back to 2015, the decision comes down on a Friday, June 26, 2015. Kim Davis on Monday says, I can't issue any marriage licenses. The marriage licenses, frankly, are shredded by the Supreme Court's decision because everything in the Kentucky statutes has he and her, male and female. It's all gender-based, union of a man and a woman, even in the Kentucky Constitution. So now that's shredded, and she says, I want to be an accommodation provided for me, and that is just take my name off. Take my name. I can't have my name, Kim Davis, Rowan County Clerk, on the license. Just take my name off because I can't have my name associated with a so-called marriage that God does not design, that actually rewrites the definition of marriage. I can't do that. That's a violation. That's a sin. And so she gets humiliated over that by the Davids. They want to humiliate her. They want to make her a public spectacle. So they run down and they taunt her. They yell at her. They film what they do. They put it on social media. And they come back again and again and again. Kim Davis just simply asks for an accommodation. She doesn't get angry with anybody. She doesn't hate anybody.
In fact, she never said, I despise same-sex couples. I cannot stand LGBT. She never, ever said that.
No.
She said, I cannot go against my religious faith.
That's right. And so then they continued to pursue it, and the judge threw her in prison for 6 days. She went to federal prison for 6 days. 6 days. She was dressed in a prisoner's suit. She was incarcerated. Spent those nights and days in a prison cell. And then while she's in that cell, one of the clerks in her office actually takes a marriage license and scratches out the name. And I think actually Kim might have even done that before she went to jail. But they scratched out her name and they issued the license. That person issued a license to these two Davids, David Ermold and the other David. And so they got their license. They didn't like it that the name of Kim Davis was scratched out. So they asked for her to be held in contempt. The governor said, no, I think it's fine that this license satisfies everything. So in other words, he wouldn't give her an accommodation, but once a clerk scratched out her name, he said that's okay, mm-hmm. which is the accommodation she asked for. Mm-hmm. But she'd already spent time in prison. They got their license. Then in December, she gets the accommodation from the newly elected governor, Matt Bevin. Then in April of 2016, the accommodation is codified by the statute, unanimously passed. So she gets everything. Why do they continue to pursue it? It's because they continue to want to punish her. Why? Because they want to mock her Christian faith. This is the epitome of what the dissenters in 2015 said would happen. People of faith, of goodwill, they would be targeted, they would face discrimination, they would face persecution. That's exactly what Kim has faced for 10 years.
You know, and this is, I mean, the bedrock of our country is religious freedom, the freedom of speech. All those things that we take for granted are slowly being ebbed away by decisions such as this.
Yes, and so it's time that, you know, you say, well, what harm does this do? Well, number one, it's harmed the Constitution because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. And the justices or judges, they have no right to invent law. They have no right to create abortion through all 9 months mm-hmm. like they did in 1973. And how many children died as a result of that because of their lawlessness? They have no right to redefine marriage. It's not something that's in the United States Constitution. So it harms our Constitution. It undermines the rule of law. It harms people like Kim Davis, and it harms Kim Davis because now she's persecuted for her Christian beliefs. It harms children because it deprives children of a mom and a dad. Mm-hmm. It harms the rights of states because the states have historically defined marriage as the union of a man and woman, and the states actually define domestic law. That's the prerogative of the states, not the federal government.
And, you know, there would be no limit. I mean, you're saying that same-sex couples. Well, what's stopping polygamy? What's stopping pedophilia? What's stopping bestiality? I mean, the sky's the limit when you start with this.
When you start to deconstruct from a gender-based relationship marriage, and you say marriage doesn't matter with regards to gender anymore, gender doesn't matter, you're just abolishing gender, then you open up the avenue exactly for polygamy, polyamory, all kinds of other deviant mm-hmm. relationships that are harmful to our community, certainly harmful to children, and in this case, harmful to people who have faith because you're targeted for your beliefs. Pray for Kim Davis' case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.